elevation. Zero gravitation, traveling all across the nation. Moving at the speed of light, so amazing. Any trial and tribulation that we facing, come and take a ride with me, we escaping. To be with the Lord and His creation, and the righteous from all generations. In the scriptures, it's vivid like a painting. The grandest of celebrations, the most momentous occasion. For this I'm patiently waiting.
Ah, we made it to the show. Fantasy Baseball Life Dynasty. I'm your host here, Starks. You can find me on my Twitter handle. It's @Starks_industry. You can also find me on Instagram, m.starkspal. I do apologize to you guys. We've been busy on our end at newlifefantasy.com. If you guys haven't checked out our site, please do. Join the mailing list for free. Join as a member. Helps our site to continue to grow. We also not just do fantasy baseball. We do fantasy basketball, fantasy football. We share the faith of Christ on there. So always check out the site. And man, I think it's time to say that we are excited that the fantasy baseball, well, the baseball season is at hand, supposedly, right? But it's still exciting news for all of us that are craving that fantasy baseball life, in a sense, or that baseball life, where it looks like we're supposedly getting 60 games in 66 days for the NBA, or excuse me, the MLB shortened season. Hopefully, before anything may turn sour, we hope that it doesn't turn sour for us, but it does change the implications on a lot of players. I think it's safe to say, whether it's pitchers, you know, hitters, closers. So we know that, but how do we go about it? So in this episode, we're going to keep it shorter. Again, I do apologize. We've been kind of busy ourselves, and it's my fault too. Just been busy, but that's not an excuse to make sure that we give you guys content in the best way, shape, way, or form, if that makes sense. But I think it is time to talk about baseball. So one of the things I definitely want to mention is I should be getting episodes out, in a sense. The goal is to do maybe 1 to 2 episodes a week, potentially. Maybe to get at least one episode to get you started for the week Monday for any news that populates. So the main thing that I want to talk about here is what that is going to do for certain players that we're going to come into the draft season. I mean, we can talk about players that I'm huge on, big on, the Lizard King, right? That's one of the guys. The Lizard King, just got to repeat it again. Jesus Luzardo, you know, with the shortened season, that helps players like that. Or it can be in a reverse effect that it may not even matter as far as, you know, there's going to be some inflations in stats. It's safe to say there's no way around it with a shortened season. Of clearly, you're going to draft the top players for your league. But the thing is, for sure, is what if this season speaks value or even volume in a way, I will say this. I am a very unorthodox GM when it comes to drafting players in leagues. So this could actually work the opposite way. Not, it could work for me and it may not work for me. It could work for, actually it can just, it may not work. The reason why I mention that is I like to go against the grain. So players that, just to give you guys a heads up, you know, to do the category leagues, if you do it or you don't do it, I advise you to do it. But if you guys do points leagues, rotisserie leagues, definitely those are good leagues to do. And I want to learn to do a little bit in the deeper aspect of maybe potentially doing the rotisserie leagues, in a sense, a different type of feel and flavor of it. But the point that I'm trying to make is I will draft players that's against the grain, someone like Giancarlo Stanton or maybe Mondesi. It's not the sexiest picks. I get it. Doesn't make sense. It could, but that's, you're like, well, why would I do that? And I know I'm just going on a tangent here. It's because, you know, what if they hit? And you're like, well, what if they hit? You're paying a high draft premium on them. You know, like Mondesi, I think he went last year, the fourth, fifth round, that you had to pay a solid premium for him because of the stolen bases. But then it's like, maybe you probably shouldn't do that with the shortened season. And that's why I'm saying, like, maybe I'm not going to go the unorthodox approach to play the safer route. And probably draft players that are going to be producers that we don't have time to mess around. And this also gives you the indications of picking players up quickly from the waiver wire. I think that's going to be something that's going to be important to do in your fantasy baseball league, to be very fast to pick up players and ride the wave. Because with the shortened season, that's what you're looking at. You don't have time to dance. Obviously, you're going to hold on to the top tier players that you're going to draft, you know, highly in the first couple of rounds, you know. But we also have to keep in mind with this, not just that the season is very unique in a different way. We can also consider, obviously, teams are going to be teams that we don't think are going to do good. They're probably going to do good, or vice versa. And that's what's going to make this season so much interesting, that I think we should all love baseball in a different atmosphere. But I want to say this. I was trying to get... Oh, yeah. So they're going to have the universal DH. And I think that's beautiful, right? In the National League. And, you know, that would tailor some of the pitchers to maybe take a value step down in a sense. For me, I'm most likely going to draft regularly. Yes, it's going to take a tick down for pitchers, but you know, I'm not going to look heavily on that just because the season is going to be very unique already as it is. Hopefully the DH, you know, holds up, but you know, that's going to be interesting this year. And then we have to, you know, also keep in mind with the, you know, the COVID-19, how the DL or the IL, the injury list is going to be utilized in whatever format that you play in, whether it's Yahoo, ESPN, Fantrax, CBS, how, you know, whatever league that you play in. So it makes this season very unique. I will also say this, and I know we're going, you know, back and forth for the whole, you know, this, I just want to basically just give you guys at least an episode going back and forth. We're basically just in the practice field right now. You're like, what are you talking about? We're going back and forth. And what I mean by that is, it's probably, I'm just so excited to make sure that this information gets out to say baseball is back, because there's so many things to talk about. We won't be able to unpack it all in this episode, maybe in the next couple episodes. But one thing that we can take in consideration is, what about some of the players that when we drafted earlier this season, you know, did you draft someone like, you know, Verlander? You know, is his value, it was down and you cut a coupon, or you got value from him when you drafted him? Well, drafting them earlier this season, taking that risk, and that risk could be a reward for you. When it's that reward, that is the chance of you anchoring a potential championship in your league. Now, it is a different, unique season, as we know, mentioned all the way in the beginning, earlier before, but I know you guys are excited. I'm definitely excited, hopefully, so that way the rug doesn't get pulled underneath our feet. But players' value is going to be one of the things I think I wanted to mention, is the free agency and waiver wire is going to be very unique and in a way that we need to pay attention to it early and often, because the changes, the variance is going to be very different. In a way that we're going to think that we are going to try to hold on to these certain players. Now, I'm not saying like your first 2 to 3 rounds, you're obviously going to hold those players. I mean, you would hope so, right? But there's going to be a lot of vitality, right? There's going to be players that is going to formulate in the waiver wire that I think we need to really anchor ourselves and look at. And it's not one of those things like we should kind of wait and see, because we don't have enough time to wait and see, especially if it's only 60 games in this season, supposedly. And looking at a lot of these teams, you know, who could have a potential breakout? It's really hard to have bold predictions with this short amount of games. But again, I think this could benefit for certain pitchers that were going to be potential on an innings limit, you know, someone of along the lines of Jesus Luzardo, as we were talking about earlier, a guy that I am massively big on in Oakland, and hopefully he comes out as a producer. But the thing is, I understand that this year we might have to take the safest route as possible, but then again, it's like, well, how do we know it's safe? Because obviously someone can get the virus. injuries happen. There's only a certain amount of games. You know, players are going to get cold. Players are going to get hot. The ERAs, it's if you play in those leagues that you want to balance, I believe the rotisseries, you're trying to balance the ratios, it's going to be very difficult. Play it safe. For me, like I said, although I'm an unorthodox GM or coach when it comes to managing a team in fantasy, this year, I believe I'm going to take, what I advise is, if you are coming to do some drafts, I think that's one thing that I do advise. If you guys have more rooms in your leagues to do more drafts, definitely go for it. That's beautiful. In doing that, that will set you up to give you a different strategy. And I know people are irritated and frustrated today, be like, oh man, I wanted more games. You wanted 100 games. But listen, 60 games is better than no games, potentially, and hopefully. But if you have more room in your pocket, in your pocket to stuff some more in your pocket as far as leagues go, go for it. Set it up. Start setting dates up. And don't get too cute in a draft. But you can. I mean, I still believe that you still can and take risk on certain players. And I think if you're going to be, okay, so if you're going to take like an upside pick and get cute, I think Jesus Luzardo would be one just because he's on an innings limit. You might as well just throw that out the window. He should get the innings to go through the full season. That's what we hope. But it's still to be seen. But certain players like that is something to take in consideration in your drafts. Now, we have to take that rule also in thought and logic with the universal DH in the National League. So should you drop tiers down on pitchers? No, I don't think so. I guess I'm still going to draft the same. Although, once we reach in that tier, you know, maybe Wheeler, somebody like that, maybe you're going to drop them, you know, just rank them down a little bit further down as you draft. But be prepared. You just got to rehash it out, what you thought logically from the beginning. I think you still need to use a lot of the logic that you had coming in your drafts in the beginning. But now we should try to anchor our thoughts and really see what players is going to be the producers right now. Now, the guy I'm excited to mention here is Lance Lynn. He is named the opening day starter. The reason why I'm gushing and juicing the orange so much on Lance Lynn is because in any draft that you may have drafted earlier in your league, you cut coupons on him. You drafted him at a bargain. You got him in the later rounds. I would hope you got him past the hundreds in your league. But in saying that, if you're coming up in some leagues, you might want to pay attention on what this guy is going to potentially do this year. I will say this. At 33 years old, he's been in the league for some years, right? Go back, 2011 might have even been even further back. But I wanted to say a few things about Lance Lynn that sticks out that's very interesting. Obviously, he had an excellent season closing out shop for the Texas Rangers. Had over 246 strikeouts, and he pitched over 200 innings. Can he repeat that? That is a question. I mean, it's tough, right? Could he potentially do that again? It's tough, but I don't think this is a risk that you're going to take. This is definitely a player you want to take. This is a minor risk that you should take on him, and I'm all in on Lance Lynn. But some of the things or the metrics that stick out to me for Lance Lynn coming into the season is the year prior to what he did to get a little bit better is his velocity came up this year a little bit as far as his pitching. His fastball was faster. It was almost a tick faster, just about a whole mile per hour for his four-seamer to come up. That from 2018 to 2019, right? Obviously, his spin rate went up as well along with that. And that's a beautiful sight to see. The four-seamer, he relied on that just about 10% more than what he did the prior year. He leaned on it 54% of the time. Now, we do know that Lynn has a 5-pitch arsenal under his belt. He's got the 4-seamer. He's got the sinker, the cutter, the curveball, changeup, right? And he's going to use his 4-seamers as put away, right? That's his main thing. He's going to do the best that he can to strike you out. He had over 144 strikeouts off of that 4-seamer alone, right? And with a whiff rate of 30.7, beautiful. This is what I am interested to see. Now, his cutter, like his main pitches that he utilizes, obviously, is a little bit more of the sinker and cutter. But what I would like to see, and that's maybe me just gushing over, is potentially, I'm asking you, Lynn, could you please just maybe sneak in the curveball a little bit more? And the reason why I say that is because when Lance Lynn uses his curveball, he has that whiff rate of 40.3%. And wow, if he uses that more, that's just something to think about. Because now he used it about 9.5% of the time last year. Maybe he uses it, you know, and that's me just being, you know, just being so excited like a little kid in a candy store. If he raises that 9.5% into a curveball, maybe about 11%. If he was to do that, excuse me, man, just imagine what that would mean for him, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be that solid whiff rate that we had he produced of last year, but it's something to take in consideration because the XBA behind that curveball pitching that last year was 0.176. So that's something to look at, right? And he used that quite well. Lance Lynn, I guess you could say I'm all in on this player in particular. So he's made such an improvement at this age. You know, it's kind of surprising, right, that for me, you know, in 2018 and just have this nice bounce back season, that is a beautiful sight to see. But hopefully he keeps this pace up and this is going to be a player that is going to do, I believe, I'm confident that he would do well and it's not going to hurt you because if he doesn't work out, then it's okay because you're not going to pay a top, you know, 4th or 5th round on him. You can get him a lot later than that. So I wanted to mention Lance Lynn on just how good he could potentially be this year. So the closing pitch I'm going to take is I'm humbled to have the opportunity to be a special guest on RotoWire with Jeff. It should be, I'm looking forward to it. So I guess whenever this episode is released, it feels like this episode is probably going to be released after the that I already recorded with Jeff. But please, guys, check that out on RotoWire that we do talk about. Man, we're going to be talking about baseball. It only makes sense to talk about baseball and share a little bit about the faith in our site. So that is my closing pitch. And you guys can find me on my Twitter handle. It's @Starks_industry. You can also find me on Instagram, m.starkspal. Always feel to reach out to me. Any type of messages, you know, I leave my DMs open to the public. And if you guys are, if anybody's interested to that loves the fantasy passion like we do in New Life, feel free to reach out to me or any of the guys on the team or even ladies on the team. I'll take a look at your work and hopefully get you guys an opportunity if you love fantasy like we do here. But again, humbled to just give you guys content in a different way, in a special way. But be on the lookout for more stuff on our site. And if you guys got questions, again, reach out to us. God bless you guys. Be safe. Love you so much. Batter out.